we got that. All right, so here you go, guys. A brass bed, of course, can look quite elegant, but there is a reason that beds were originally made of brass back in the 1900s, and it had nothing to do with looks.
Hmm.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This will make you feel good. They made them out of brass because that made it difficult for bugs and mice and other vermin to crawl up into bed with you.
Oh, well, hey, sounds like it's practical.
If it works, it works.
Of course, that may not be the problem anymore. People starting to also rethink the old dust ruffle around the box spring. Got a dust ruffle, do you? Do you? A dust ruffle makes it easier for bed bugs to jump up and crawl into bed with you.
Makes sense.
And by the way, if your pillow is 6 years old, which is the average age of a pillow, one-tenth of its weight may be sloughed off skin.
All right.
Yeah. And mites, living and dead. Or frass. You know what frass is? Frass is mite poop.
Oh, really?
Frass. That's what it's called. So there you
that's
go.
That's a nice word, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Much better than...
Yeah. By the way, after 6 years, you need to get a new pillow. Mayor Nancy Berry looking at me like I'm from another planet.
You are from another planet. I mean, it's a given.
But that's what's so fun is you never know what we're going to be talking about right before we begin an interview. So today it happened to be bed bugs. I want the College Station City Council to be proactive on the bed bug issue.
Okay, now I want to tell you how you can be.
Okay.
True.
Okay.
Take your pillows.
Yeah.
Put them in the dryer on high heat for about 20 minutes, and it just...
That's right. Anything over, what?
Burns those babies up.
170 degrees or something like that, if you do that. And no, really, that's what you do. I mean, they say especially to do this now after you've come back from a trip, because I saw a story, I don't know, a month ago about New York just having a tremendous problem with bed bugs.
Thank you. I'm going on Friday.
There you go. Because it's an international city, and people come from all over everywhere, and you end up, you know, not really wanting to bring them home. What they were trying to do is remove the stigma of bed bugs, I think, with the story, because, you know, regular people didn't get bed bugs. It was only, you know, folks with bad health habits, and that's not the case anymore. So, anyway.
By the way.
VIPs can get bed bugs now?
That's something like that, isn't it? Yes. Go ahead. Well,
Before you talk serious stuff with the mayor, I wanted to tell her the other day I was watching my ESPN, and I watched her son do his whole thing on ESPN, and I've seen him before, but he just reminded me how quite good he is at what he does. It was very, very entertaining.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to let you know that. He, of course, is the fantasy football guru of ESPN.
And as he said in a recent interview, he returns to College Station and runs red lights just with impunity, right? Because he can now, right?
No, he didn't say that.
If he gets the keys to the car.
Yeah, he's still a kid when he comes home. Okay, there you go. Right. Anyway, Mayor Nancy Berry joins us this morning. First, what's on your mind? Anything of import that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've got a special council meeting today. We're going out to Welborn to visit with the good folks out there.
That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon if you want to go out there.
At the Welborn Community Center. Yep. We're going to go visit with them, see if we can't talk some more and find a happy resolution.
To the best of your knowledge, what council members will be there?
We will have a full council.
Okay, good.
Which was difficult because we've had some people traveling, and so this was actually the only day we'll have a council member out next week, and we had one gone the last time. So trying to get all of us together and the citizens for Welborn together is it's always a challenge when you're trying to find 15 people to get together at the same time in the same place.
Other key individuals for the city, who else will be there to the best of your knowledge beside council members?
No one except our city secretary. We're not bringing any staff as requested by the citizens for Welborn.
Okay. All right. And do you know, is there a leadership council that will speak for Welborn, or is it basically y'all are going to sit there and listen to whoever wants to speak?
There is an organized group called Citizens for Welborn, and there are about six or seven on that board, and they will be there. It's the same group that we visited with the last time. So I think we established a good rapport, and we're looking for positive results.
What would make this meeting a success in your view, today's meeting?
I think if we continue the dialogue, and I think the citizens of College Station and the citizens of Wellward want the same thing, and that is we want to get along as good neighbors. And what can we do as a city of College Station to do the right thing by our citizens and the right thing by the citizens of Wellward? So that's the goal, and anything we do that advances the ball, so to speak, towards that end is what I would consider to be a positive outcome.
Yeah. Well, quite bluntly, you work for the citizens of College Station and not for the citizens of Wellward. So
correct.
Tonight's or this afternoon's meeting, you have that. Then what is the plan for the council to report, if you will, to the citizenry about this meeting?
Well, my crystal ball is clouded over this morning.
What it will be, but is there going to be an agenda item at some point, or how will you the council report back to the citizenry?
Well,
I guess
this is an open meeting, so of course anyone is welcome to come. 4 o'clock at the Wellburn Community Center, and I assume press will be there and will report on it. And I'm hoping that we will continue to dialogue and find the best solution. And when we reach some sort of an agreement or consensus, then and if requires the city to take some sort of action, then it will come back, you know, through the process of council and what have you. But we will certainly report any movement in a positive direction or not. I mean, we will continue to report whatever happens.
As one member of council, do you believe when this is all said and done, if it comes to a question, that should be a question that is voted on only by council, or do you want to put this forth to the citizens of College Station?
Well, the Citizens for Wellburn had a petition drive, which they acquired the correct number of signatures. City Secretary and City Attorney of College Station said that petition was not the correct way to go about incorporation. That ruling was challenged in the appellate court and then ultimately onto the Supreme Court. And both the appellate court and the Supreme Court agreed that petition was not the correct way and that the only way would be through the elected body of College Station. So the ultimate decision is going to be made by council. Certainly, we're going to have a lot of input from our citizens, so we're not going to just go off and do something without a lot of input and, public hearings and all the like. So, but that's all down the road, and I don't want to presuppose what's going to happen. I'm just very positive that, we can work this out.
Yep. Then you've got a regular council meeting. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Anything on that agenda?
That's an executive session. We're going to probably look at the land transfer from the school district to the city, which will then go on to the RVP.
Would you explain to me a little bit, because I'm sure there's some folks who would like to know, how is it that those entities necessarily, how did the city need to end up being in this? And that's fine if there's some legalese in there that neither of us is privy to, okay, then there's not. I just wonder how that process goes on, and maybe that's a question an RVP person needs to answer.
Well, or maybe somebody who knows more about the legal transfer of real estate.
If not, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm off base here.
Don't go into the swamp. It's okay. No, that's right.
Because I don't know how to swim there.
Yeah, no, if they say that's the way it has to be done, then that's fine. I'll ask somebody about that. One of the things I know that you might talk about, and if you could give us kind of a general disposition on where we are with the Weingarten Realty question, because I know it's been on agendas for a long, long time, but where basically are we with that?
I think that this is the piece of property that the school district owns part of that property with the Weingarten, and my understanding is that Scott and White is trying to purchase that property.
Okay, I know that. And then you have some personnel things there as well. I know that no specificity can be talked about here because you'll go into executive session, but where are we as far as some key personnel in the city?
Yeah, well, we're continuing our city manager search, as you know. Glenn Brown will be retiring the end of January, so that we'll get a report on the update on that. Chuck Gilman, who has been our capital improvement project, has been named Director of Public Works, and he replaces longtime outstanding employee, Mark Smith, who retired. So there'll be some savings there because we're not going to be replacing Mark Smith. So right. Chuck Gilman will just kind of take over the public works and incorporate his department into that. So that was a natural and good fit and move, and the city will end up saving about $130,000 between salary and benefits. So we always like the savings.
Absolutely. Now, I believe Dennis Maloney is going to be in either Friday or Friday between now and when the election is. But again, as one member of council, one of the questions that's going to be on the ballot will have to do with the transportation fee. And so as one member of council, your thoughts on that and how the city is going to maybe educate voters as to what that circumstance would be.
This council member did not vote to put that on the ballot.
And that's fine. I understand.
I think this is just me personally. I think that maintenance of roads is something the city's supposed to do on its own, and we don't need to add additional taxes for it. Only Bryan and Austin are the only two cities that have this, and this is a mechanism that's designed to take this fee and keep it separate and use it only for road maintenance and rehabilitation. So voters will choose to see if they want to have $2 on their utility bill for this purpose, and then on commercial customers, I think it's a dollar per 1,000 square feet. I don't believe that the city is going to be doing anything to, quote, advertise or promote this. Mm-hmm. I think there'll probably be something on the website, but as far as I know, we have not authorized any money to be used or anything like that. And different council people have different opinions, as they should.
That's exactly right, but that's why I wanted to give you an opportunity. I believe that that probably Councilman Maloney is on a different side of this issue than you are, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to express your thoughts on it, and then when Councilman Maloney comes in, I'll give him a chance to talk to him as well.
I think of it as a tax because it says a fee, but to me a fee is something that's voluntary. You, mm-hmm. you go hunting, you go fishing, you get a license, you pay the fee. You don't go hunting, you don't go fishing, you don't pay the fee.
Madam Mayor, I happen to agree with you on that definition. I believe that's
anything that's not voluntary and you have to pay, the way I read it, it's a tax. Right. So, but that is a decision for the voters, and we look forward to hearing what they have to say about it, and their word will be final, as it should be.
That's it. All right. Enjoy New York, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lighting Center.